years in the state and on the East Coast as an attorney, a volunteer, and as a criminal justice advocate. I support limitations on the use of the SMU and the due process provisions of this bill. And the SMU that I'm talking about is the one that has been described to us by many, many prisoners and prisoners who have been released and their families. I'm not going to read all my testament, but what I've written, I'll just pick out some parts because of the time. I want to beg you,
we do appreciate it.
Draw your attention to the mission of the Department of Corrections. And to think about that for a little bit. The mission is to reduce the likelihood that juvenile and adult offenders will reoffend by providing practices, programs, and services which are evidence-based and which hold the offenders accountable. So where does the SMU fit into this mission? Obviously, prisoners need to be accountable for their actions outside and inside prison. But notwithstanding this country's particularly retributive attitude to prisoners, research is pretty clear that punishment does not make people accountable. And SMU is punishment. I mean, maybe they're not supposed to be punished more than being there, but being there is a punishment. And punishment does not make people accountable. Being accountable is a state of mind that calls for responsible behavior, but the SMU can destroy minds. The SMU goes well beyond a timeout for reflecting on behavior. Discipline is one thing, the intentional infliction of emotional pain is entirely something else. The literature demonstrates that education and skill building support and encouragement are many times more powerful than punishment in changing attitudes and behavior. And when that punishment is degrading and disrespectful, it is known to reap the same kind of pushback and disrespect in return. So as far as I see it, the SMU is not part of any practices, programs, and services which are evidence-based. And they seem to be deliberately withheld, though maybe changes are on the way, and I would very much welcome that. The DOC Juvenile Department supports the philosophy of Dr. Ross Green, who teaches that kids who act appropriately will act appropriately when they can. When they don't, it's generally because they lack a particular skill or are lacking in emotional development, particularly in the areas of frustration tolerance, adaptability or flexibility, and problem-solving ability. He states, "These challenges are best addressed by collaboratively resolving the problems that are setting the stage for challenging behavior, rather than reward and punishment programs and intensive imposition of adult will, the DOC will." Okay, you can say this is for kids, but do you honestly believe that adults don't have the same deficits and therefore the same needs when they have received no previous help or insufficient assistance in these areas? The Special Management Unit is basically a space that can be used to address problems or to exacerbate them. One of the things that the bill does not include is any consequences for violating its terms, should some of them be adopted, and I am among those who don't think the whole thing is perfect. But I think it does need to have consequences. One reason why this is the business of this legislature and not left to DOC's rulemaking capacity is that institutions are rarely objective in self-policing. They can be for a while, but administrations change, and I think it is just not a consistent possibility. And they rarely become more humane in the long run without outside mandates. This was, after all, the point of the consent decree in Inmates versus Malady in 1973, which was referred to and which set 30 days, 73, as the limit for holding a prisoner in isolation, or 23 hours in a cell, which to me is not a lot different. I hope you will research whether this decree was ever followed by the DOC before it was overruled in 1996 by the so-called Federal Prison Litigation Reform Act. A Another reason for the monitoring of these requirements to be outside the control of the DOC is that we are all human and that we are very easily desensitized by the status quo. We can get used to seeing people in cages with nothing constructive to do when that's the way it is. In a former life, I was an attorney on site at the Boston House of Correction, Suffolk County, because the jail was under a consent decree and slated for closure. I was horrified when I first walked into the segregation unit. A dog lover would not have used it as a kennel. But being in there every week, I got used to the unacceptable. I'm hopeful that you will take this bill as a baseline. Take time to investigate the current reality and to do your honest best to make Maine a state in which we can be confident that we treat prisoners humanely and fairly at all times. And I would remind you, as others have, that almost all our prisoners are released back to the street. And reducing reoffending through evidence-based programs and services for all prisoners is in everyone's self-interest. Thank you.